One really gets an appreciation for wood looking for carpenter ants. This particular wood right now smells kind of moldy. It's got this lovely sort of residual sap smell to it. Chainsaws and sap, mold. You can see why they would want to live in it.
Adam Lazarus is a myrmecologist. He studies ants. Hunting for Ants is this week's Nature Stories podcast. I'm Samantha Brown with Atlantic Public Media, curating this podcast in collaboration with the Public Radio Exchange and the Nature Conservancy. We bring you pieces each week about the intersection of people and place. Here's Hunting for Ants, produced by Sarah Reynolds.
I have here a chainsaw and an axe and a safety helmet. And these are the three main tools that I use when I go looking for ants. We study these bacteria that live in the ants. We are looking at the relationship of the ant and the bacterium because neither seem to be able to live without the other. So much of the day is spent just walking around in the woods looking for a log that's suitable. We've already had really good luck at finding ants, just not the right species. But there's a big downed tree right there, and that's the perfect kind of tree to saw through and see if we can find some ants in the center. The carpenter ants, for the most part, they like to live in logs that are on the ground. I think these logs are worth a cut. I do. There's some tunnels in the end of the log. These logs are a little decayed, but we have some tunnels running through the ends of the log, which indicate that there might have been a nice colony in here at one time, and we're going to cut through here and see if they might still be around. You know, these ants, they nest in really hard, solid wood. Usually I'll use the axe first to see if there are any ants inside. We'll know for sure. If we cut a little through the center right here, we'll cut out a wedge and lift it up and see if there are any tunnels running through the center of this log. You never know what you're going to find when you slice into the tree. These little burls and knots and stuff, and sometimes you get these cool psychedelic swirls. And all of a sudden you'll come across this big chamber within the wood that's been carved out by the ants and worn smooth from hundreds of thousands of feet going across it all the time. So first, especially when it's kind of a decayed log like this, I'll give it a few whacks to see if we can find anything. One really gets an appreciation for wood looking for carpenter ants. This particular wood right now smells kind of moldy. It's got this lovely sort of residual sap smell to it. Chainsaws and sap, mold. You can see why they would want to live in it. I am going to use our lab chainsaw, Cheney. It's a Husqvarna, you know, not bad. Really, this is the only way to look for carpenter ants without having it take forever. And let's see, choke on. What we have here is just relatively undecayed hardwood. Oh, and look at that. This right here is a species of carpenter ant. Extremely pretty ants. They have black heads. They have black butts, but the butts look kind of olive green because they're covered with dense golden hairs. And the middle, the thorax, near the head, it's black. And then it slowly kind of fades into a ruddy brick orange color. So much of the day is spent just walking around in the woods looking for a log. If it looks like one of those all day kind of logs, sometimes I'd just as soon leave it be and say, good job, ants. I'm gonna go for an easier one. Really, I love these ants. I admire them for what they do. I think of the colony as a single entity. There is no governance in the colony. The queen doesn't tell the workers what to do any more than the workers tell the queen what to do. And when I hack into that, right into the center of that, I have guilt. I have tremendous guilt. Sometimes ant parts come spraying out when I'm doing the chainsaw, and you see these ants kind of limping along, and some of them picking up the dead and carrying them somewhere, and I definitely do my best to say, this is for science, we're learning more about the ants, and it's worth it for that reason.
That's myrmecologist Adam Lazarus in Woods Hole, Massachusetts. If you'd like to hear more pieces like these, go to the Public Radio Exchange, prx.org. The Nature Conservancy provides support for this podcast online at nature.org/stories, committed to protecting nature and preserving life. I'm Samantha Brown, also in Woods Hole, Massachusetts. Join us next week.